All right, so I know it's been a little while since my last podcast was created, but it's time for me to talk about something that I've thought about for a little while, and that is the role as a parent. And I don't care if you're a mother, father, grandparent that raises their grandkid or what. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, this doesn't apply to me. And to me, it's not that. It's more of if one person can take something that I say and apply it to their life and it makes a difference, that's all that matters. It's not that I want to reach 100,000 people, a million people. It's more of the fact that I just want to be able to help at least one person do better or make a change. And one of the biggest things that I know my wife and I struggle with is money. Recently, my wife and I started the Dave Ramsey Baby Steps. And so far, we've seen a really big change in our financial habits, our spending. And it's helped out immensely. So I would recommend that, the Dave Ramsey money management. They are very good, easy to follow steps. And take it at your own pace. Not everybody's the same. Everybody's situation is different. But a lot of couples fight and argue about money. And for the longest time, I felt as my role as the father and the husband was that my wife shouldn't work. That she shouldn't have to work. I felt like my money should be enough for us to live off of and all that kind of stuff. And we've been together for 7 years now. And it's taken me 7 years to finally realize that with her working, she just started working, and with her working, we make more money, which means it makes it more comfortable for us to live. But that's the thing, I'm not looking at it as, I never looked at it as like, oh, it's my money, it's only my money, I work, I get the money, you get what I give you. No. It should never be like that. When you're married or you have a kid together, whether you're married or not and you have a kid together, first things first, you should respect the person you had a baby with. Whether you break up or get divorced or whatnot. Because your kid or kids will see how you treat the other. And that will alter their appearance on that other parent. And you don't want that appearance to alter. Because those kids aren't the reason that you got divorced. Or you broke up. You're raising these kids together, whether it's shared parenting or you're married and living happily together. You're raising these kids as a team for the next 18 years from the time of birth. Treat it like that. Raise these kids with respect, dignity, and a good work ethic. I mean, I know where I work at now, there's people there that it's like, okay, they could have a better work ethic. But there's also people I see there that have some of the most tremendous work ethic, and they're not very old, but it's how they were raised. There's times in life where you have to make that decision on, when am I going to start teaching my kids about money? And that's one of the struggles I'm having right now is, I want to start teaching my kids about money, but my oldest one is only 5, will be 6 in November. So, should I really be teaching her about money right now? Yes, I should, honestly. whether it's giving her a little bit of an allowance or just sitting down and breaking stuff down, like, my kids love to get juice or drink juice from, like, Dollar General. If we go there, they want to get a juice or a candy bar or something like that. And I want them to learn that we don't always have the money for that kind of stuff. Yeah, it might only be a dollar, but that dollar might already be associated with another thing that we need to pay or put towards. Which is why I want to start giving her an allowance, because it's like, okay, you've earned $3 this week. You want to buy a juice and a candy bar? Use your money. Go ahead. But I also want to show the fact that you can save that money and get something you really want later on in life. But I want her to have to work for it. One of the biggest things that I've noticed a lot and that people say is that, oh, well, this generation doesn't know how to work, doesn't have any work ethic instilled in them. And that's honestly, that's not completely true. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And if these kids don't have work ethic in this generation, what does that say about the generation before and their work ethic? Or does that just show that those parents and those families never took time to teach those kids what a work ethic really is? To me, a great work ethic is showing up to work on time. Not calling off every other day. Doing your job when you're there. Leave drama at home. And do your work. Work at work, home at home. Keep them separated. Like that old song said, you got to keep them separated. Why is it that people don't understand that nowadays? Why is it that when you look around and you go to a store and you see something that's half-assed stocked, why is that? Yeah, they might have been busy. I get that. But have they been busy for the last 3 days that they can't restock something? There's always a downtime. Why is it that there's places where you can hear the other employees talking crap about other employees? It's like, oh, well, this person didn't do their job. Well, this person didn't do their job either. It's like, okay, what they do is not your responsibility unless you're a supervisor. If you're a supervisor and these people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, that's on you. You shouldn't expect their coworkers to do their work for them. If you have that issue constantly, you need to get them out of there and get someone in there that will do the job. And maybe that would start to change people's work ethic. Because if you hold people accountable for the stuff that they do, then they learn those actual consequences to their actions. And that's one of the biggest parts that I've noticed about being a dad, is that there are consequences to your actions as a parent too. And with that, I mean, if you go and if you take your kid to a store and they're throwing a fit, they're screaming, they're crying, is it best to give them a toy to stop them from crying? Or what I do is if I only have a couple things left, I will put my stuff back and I will leave. Because one, my kid's not going to act like that. And yes, I spank my child if they need it. Because I'm not raising these kids to be adults who think that if they whine and cry, they get their way. That's not what my job is. My job as a dad is to instill this aspect of life that if you whine and cry, there's consequences. But if you do your job and you do a good job, then be proud of yourself. It's not if, oh, well, I want to do this because I know I'm going to get a good, I might get a better raise or I might get a big bonus. It's not about that at all. You get a bonus, you get a bonus. You get a raise, you get a raise. It'll all come when it comes. If it's meant to be, it will be. But don't sit there and think that just because somebody's watching you, you need to do a better job. No, you should be doing a better job whether somebody's watching you or not. A great man isn't measured by what he does when somebody's watching. It's what they do when nobody's watching. To me, I would rather see somebody, or I would actually rather not see somebody go the extra mile and pick up a couple pieces of trash off the ground than when I walk by someone and I see them and then they pick up that trash just because they know I'm coming. Then I instantly get that thought of, well, they only did it because I'm watching them. Would they do it if I'm not? So, I want us all to come together in this and start making it to where we do this every day in your life. You see a piece of, if you're walking down the street and you see a little piece of trash, pick it up. I mean, yeah, oh, it's gross, it's trash, ew. Okay. Start carrying a little grocery bag around with you. People say, oh, well, that's going to be tacky. I don't care. We're making it a better place for our kids to grow up in and everything else. If you see somebody walking down the street with their dog and your kid wants to pet that dog, make sure that you or make sure your kid ask first. Because one, you don't know the dog. Two, you don't know how that dog will react. You might startle the dog. The dog might bark, might growl, might bite. Is that the dog's fault? No, the dog's just having a natural reaction of, oh crap, I just got scared. Fight or flight instinct's going to kick in. So, it's the little things that we can do to teach our kids, like, hey, look both ways before you cross the street. Use a crosswalk when you cross the street. Doing little things without having to be told. Like, we're trying to get it to where my kids will help pick up their toy room. Well, our family room, which is where they keep all their toys. Picked up without us having to ask them more than once. Because there's times, and yes, they're kids. So it's more of, okay, I understand that they get distracted. They play, they run around. They make messes. Okay, I don't care. But I want to try and teach them that, okay, you're making a mess. If you stop now for 5 minutes and pick up some of it, you don't have to spend an hour cleaning later. And not everybody understands that. But it works out really well in helping your kids to get a system organized for their stuff. Having a set bedtime, having a set schedule for them. Because schedule is key. Schedule is a very good thing for kids. And I've had to learn a lot of this stuff really quickly. I mean, like I said in the last podcast, I was a teen parent. And I got looked down on a lot for being a teen parent. But one thing that we made sure of was that we weren't going to be just another statistic in that teen parent category. Because that's not what we are. We're not just a number. We are actual people. And yeah, we might have had a jump start on our family early, but it's not about that. It's more about the fact that what can we do in this situation that is has arisen to make the best of it. And one of the biggest things I've noticed is that we stick together and we talk to each other about all this stuff to try and make things work out the best we can. So what I want people to try and do this week is get together with someone, take your kids, go do something, whether you go on a walk, go say hey to someone, introduce your kids to someone that you haven't talked to in a while. Let your kids meet someone new and get to know them, because one of the biggest things is that you need to have these people as communication skill. And when you just talk to the same person over and over and over again daily, you don't learn that communication skill like you would hope. So that's what I'm going to talk about. That's what I really wanted to talk about this time. And I'll put another podcast out in a week or two. But I'd appreciate it. Hit me up on Facebook. Page is Dad Life. Or look up Clayton Kersey. And then you can find it through there. But I would appreciate it, guys. All right. Thank you. Have a good week.